Kamu bisa ulangi?
Ya, tadi aku bilang, kamu biasanya lunch jam berapa?
Biasanya malam siang.
Not malam siang. Malam is evening, siang is midday.
Makan siang.
Ah, makan siang, correct.
I confused the two
Sama.
words. I forget how to say a noon.
Siang.
Ah, okay. So is it okay if I just say makan siang?
Yeah, makan siang, lunch.
But lunch at noon. Makan siang, siang?
Okay. So let me tell you. You don't have to repeat it. Just like say, si, makan siang. People know it. So makan siang, lunch. Noon itu siang.
Noon itu siang. Okay. So if I want to say I'm gonna have lunch at noon, aku akan makan siang.
Aku akan makan siang. Okay, you have to tell me the hours, not the noon. Aku akan makan siang.
Ah, okay. 12.
Jam?
Jam 12.
12. Okay. Ada lagi, habis itu kerja, and then?
Just one moment.
Ya, boleh.
I'm back.
Okay, cool. You even wear those fabric.
This, yes, because it's so cold.
Is it the small air conditioner?
Yes, it's the AC.
That's why you cannot adjust the temperature because like it's in the factory mode. All right, aku.
Kamu mau lihat di kantor?
Sister. Wow, besar sekali. What? Kenapa sepi?
Hah?
Kenapa sepi?
Sepi?
Sepi is the opposite of crowded. Crowded, ya?
Yeah. Kamu punya good eye.
I can see, aku bisa lihat hanya dua orang. Only two people.
Tiga orang.
Oh, tiga orang.
Tiga orang. Tiga siswa.
Oh, itu siswa.
Yeah.
Oh, that is office or like a public area? Like
together, it's together. Oh, bersama.
Ini ruanganmu. This is your room.
No, ini rapat rumah.
Not rumah, ruangan rapat.
Yeah, ruangan rapat.
Okay. Okay, apa lagi? Ada yang mau di-update? Is there anything that you want to update?
No.
Tidak ada? Ada pertanyaan?
No, tidak. Enggak bertanya.
Okay, jelas ya. Okay, now coba kita. I have a question, but this is all about the vocabulary from our last session. Lihat ya, sebentar.
Ah, I didn't see this exercise.
No, I just made it. It's okay.
Ah, okay. On Friday, I'm not there, so probably you can repeat this with Jacob.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay. Bisa lihat?
Yeah.
Bisa ya? Okay, so yang pertama, coba Kak Mada baca.
Hari ini hari ulang tahun.
Ya, ulang tahun. Aku senang sekali. What does it mean? Sekali.
I forget.
Senang is happy.
Hmm.
So sekali means very, very happy.
Oh, sekali, very happy.
When you use sekali, you need to put it in the end, not before the adjective.
Okay, sesudah.
Yeah, so gimana cara bilang sekali in other way? We have another word for very or so.
Banget.
Banget. And then the other one? Almost correct. Sangat.
Yeah, sangat.
Yeah.
And sangat sebelum.
Yeah, kalau banget.
Huh?
Banget. Kalau banget.
Sesudah.
Yeah, sesudah. Benar. Okay, sekarang nomor dua.
Kami akan pergi ke pesta di rumah teman malam ini.
Ya, apa artinya? Apa artinya? What does it mean? Number two, apa artinya?
We are going to the party at the house of my friend this evening.
Mantul. Oke, nomor tiga.
Aku lulus dari universitas bulan lalu.
Artinya?
I'm gonna graduate at the university next month.
Next month?
This month.
Bulan lalu. Last month.
Last month.
Yeah, last month. Good. Terus nomor empat.
Aku tinggal di Jakarta sebelum 2 tahun.
Okay, four, you have to use four in terms of duration.
It's selama.
Start with, yeah, selama, not sebelum. Sebelum itu apa?
Something else completely.
Sebelum is before, ya. Yeah? Sebelum yeah. Itu before. Aku tinggal di Jakarta selama 2 tahun. I live in Jakarta for
two years.
Okay, nomor lima.
I forget it's, what is.
It's that from sir.
Se tenga.
Okay, let me give you a hint.
Selama again? No.
Not selama.
I forget this one. I didn't practice.
Selain.
Selain. Oh, I didn't practice.
Selain? Okay, can you read it?
Selain belajar bahasa Indonesia, aku juga belajar bahasa Inggris. I also speak English beside bahasa Indonesia.
Or not speaking. Belajar is not speaking. Apa itu
learn,
belajar?
Sorry, learn.
Or study, ya?
Hmm.
Let me add it here. Belajar itu study or learn. Okay. Terus nomor 6.
Jangan bohong ya, bilang yang jujur.
Oh, the expression is on point. Jangan bohong ya, bilang yang jujur. What does it mean, bilang yang jujur? Apa artinya?
I don't know.
Okay, jujur is the antonym dari lie.
So say the truth.
Yeah, say the truth. Jujur. Okay.
I like this exercise.
No, actually, jujur is not truth. Let me correct it. Jujur is honest, okay?
Honest.
But if you want to say jujur, okay, honest is the, what is it? Verb, adjective, it's not a noun, right? But if you want to turn it into a noun, which is truth, truth is a noun.
This so if I want to turn it into a truth, if I want to turn jujur into a noun?
Yeah, still remember?
It's kejujuran.
Mantul. Kejujuran, truth. That's how you say it. Okay, nomor 7. Baca.
Aku sering lupa membawa kunci. Aku orang yang pelas.
Not pelas. Masih ingat, do you still remember cara bilang forget in bahasa Indonesia? The pe is correct. The word after that is incorrect. Forget. Lupa.
Pelupa.
Pelupa kata. Okay, what does it mean? Ini artinya apa? Aku sering lupa membawa kunci.
I usually forget.
Okay, membawa.
I know I saw kunci before. Membawa is definitely not to do. To bring.
Okay, kunci itu adalah alat untuk buka pintu.
Buka pintu?
Ya, buka pintu. For buka pintu. What is pintu? A door. Untuk buka door. What is it?
Pintu is a door?
Yeah, pintu is a door. So, kunci is...
The key.
Yeah, kunci is the key.
I often forget to bring the key. Aku orang yang pelupa.
Yeah. Apa kamu orang yang pelupa? Or kamu orang yang pengingat?
Aku definitif orang yang pelupa.
Okay. Sebentar, we learn a lot of this vocabulary, tapi nanti kita belajar ya. Ini nomor 8.
Hari ini aku capek karena banyak kerjaan.
Okay, more tired. The tired is correct. More.
Terlalu capek.
No, it's not terlalu. Terlalu but too. Lebih.
Lebih, yeah, sure.
Okay, because this is, lebih, yeah? Like more, or for comparative adjective, you can use lebih. Okay, hari ini aku lebih capek karena banyak kerjaan. What does it mean, kerjaan?
I have a lot of work.
Yeah, I have a lot of work. But kerjaan in here is noun, okay? Is a noun.
And it's a noun, and I mean, I'm surprised it is not kekerjaan.
Yeah, kerjaan. But when you say kerja, it's a verb. So, I think I can give you an example.
Because we put an at the end, is a noun.
Yeah, kerjaan. Not all of the verb needs to add the prefix. Sometimes you can just add the suffix and then it turns into a noun. Let's say I'm gonna say bentar. Okay. How do you say wash? Wash is actually cuci.
Okay. Cuci is to wash. Yeah.
It's to wash. But when you say cucian, this means
the word. Fun.
Cucian. Okay. Nomor 9.
9. Adikku.
Younger. This is comparative adjective where you can use this word.
Lebih kecil dari aku.
Yeah, lebih kecil. Yeah, it makes sense. We do say that. Lebih kecil. It's not wrong.
Awesome.
Or you can say lebih muda.
Lebih muda.
Adikku lebih kecil dari aku. Dia baru 18 tahun. Apa artinya?
I am more young. No, adikku is another as a person is more young than me. She just turned 18.
Yeah, betul. Okay. Baru is just, okay?
Because it's also okay. New.
It's also new. Correct. Okay, sebentar kita coba recall dulu. Okay, I'm gonna make the words combination as usual. Okay, sering plus kerjaan plus capek. Okay, buat kalimat Kak Mada.
Aku tidak telur banyak. Jadi tidak telur banyak.
Oke, okay, ini apa maksudnya? Telur banyak? Telur is egg.
Ah, sorry, tidur.
Oh, tidur, oke. Okay. Tidur? Tidak tidur. I know, laughing at you. You laugh at yourself.
Aku tidak telur banyak, tapi, no, sorry, jadi aku sering capek saat aku harus kerjaan. No,
okay.
Because when I have to do work, maybe. So, saat aku harus membukan kerjaan. Melakukan kerjaan.
Iya, melakukan kerjaan.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Awesome.
Sebentar. They need to make this one. Baru. Lupa. Bawa.
So, like in English, it could be something like, I forget to bring something new.
Yeah, you can say that as well. What's something new? What is new? You have to make
it. Okay. Ada baru how do you say rule?
Oh, aturan. Rule, yeah?
Yeah. Ada baru aturan di kantor? Kita harus membawa a badge.
A what?
A badge.
Oh, usually we call it name tag.
Name tag. Tapi aku pelupa dan aku lupa dia membawa.
Aku lupa membawa di, not dia, itu.
Itu. Because it's not a person.
It's not a person.
So, there is a new rule at the office. We have to bring a name tag, but I am forgetful, so I forget to bring it.
Yeah, betul. So, remember, there is a new rule. In English, we will say new first, and then the object. But in Indonesia, it's the opposite. Yeah.
Ada aturan baru di kantor.
Ada aturan baru di kantor. Okay, you use ada, but do you know how to use ada? Okay, this one, you probably understand it. There is a new rule in kantor. But ada, you can use it as what context? Instead of there is or showing availability. Okay, so ada, you can, this also means have, like punya. Like misalnya, saya ada laptop, saya ada rumah. Okay, but ada, usually when you go to restaurant or, yeah, and then you ask for, let's say, sambal. How do you say it to the waiter? Like, is there any sambal?
Ada sambal?
Yeah, ada sambal. Like, you ask for the availability. Or usually if you go to the supermarket and then you ask for something, let's say, okay, can you make an example where you are in the supermarket situation, you're looking for something, and then you ask.
Ada garam?
Ada garam. Yeah, ada garam. And then the staff will say, yeah, ada, we have it.
Yeah, ada.
Yeah, Paham?
Paham?
Yeah. Paham means understand.
Yeah.
Alright, so masih ada sebentar kerjaan cuci.
I change room. This is so cold. My brain is getting frozen.
Yeah, nggak apa-apa.
You know, here we get sick. It's so cold. Just do it publicly.
Is it warmer there? Lebih hangat?
Yeah, in the small room there is a specific.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kuchi selama jujur. Okay. Kuchi selama jujur. Where are you?
Yeah, ini lebih susah. Cuci selama jujur lebih susah.
Cuci is to wash, jujur, I forget, to be honest, the truth, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Selama, oh god, this is creative.
you can switch it, or you can make two sentences out of it.
Okay. Sorry.
Bless you.
So, aku harus cuci oh my god, dishes. I knew how to say cuci the dishes. Piring.
Aku harus cuci piring.
Tapi kalau aku harus jujur,
yeah.
Aku mau cuci piring selama
massage.
Yeah, like back massage while I wash the dishes.
Okay. Aku harus piring, tapi kalau aku harus jujur, aku mau, okay. While is not selama, okay. Sambil pijat.
Sambil pijat.
Sambil itu while.
So selama is like.
Four in terms of duration. Selama 2 jam.
Aku mau cuci piring selama 5 menit.
Yeah. Tapi kalau aku harus jujur, aku mau cuci piring sambil pijat. You know what? This is cool because you make a proper form, a proper sentence, but okay. It's unconfident. That's okay.
Hari ini aku lihat orang sama kartel.
Kartel?
Wait, I don't know in English. Tanda?
Tanda assigned?
Assigned. That says foot massage, pay as you wish.
Oh, really? So that person must be so kind, yeah?
Or foot fetishist.
Ibu, is that doing the massage?
Ibu, no. Aku lihat itu sambil aku nyetir ke kantor.
Okay. Then... Okay, paham ya? Untuk ini?
Paham.
Paham.
Tidak, enggak pertanyaan.
Enggak ada pertanyaan. Okay, sekarang kemarin kita belajar sampai like last month, last year, last week now, we gotta learn this. Anyway, how is your student addressed you, mother? Like ibu or
gomong,
miss?
Gomong. Siswaku.
Kenapa?
No, they say just my name, Madi, miss. It's very informal.
Oh, okay. Because in Indonesia, they will call their teacher Bu.
No, this is just my name. They are very friendly. Everybody is friendly.
Okay. Oh, is this... Okay, you send me the Gemini. Is this the application that you talk about?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Biasanya, I make a quiz or website pakai ini. Use Cloud AI.
Oh, Cloud. Yeah, it's good. It's good. But I don't pay for it. You pay for it?
No, it's free. You get like three. I think they give you the pro, but they give you limit.
I also made this other one with Lovable.
Oh, Lovable. I didn't know this. This one is... Did you create this or what is this?
Yeah, but did you receive the message? Because it doesn't show me.
Yeah, the Lovable. Yes. I just like... Oh, right.
It's so cute. Cool. It's so cute.
I just like the this one.
I was telling that. Sorry. I was telling that they like the UK. I lost the bet and they shaved my head down the middle.
Okay.
I've never seen the post production team agree on something so fast.
Okay.
Imagine like a meeting and they said yeah, that one within like 5 minutes.
Okay. See you later.
Is that your murid or your colleague?
Yeah, teman kerja.
Oh, teman kerja. Okay, sekarang kita akan belajar. Kemarin, you know it, right? Kemarin. Now, lusa, the day after tomorrow. We call it lusa.
Lusa.
So, how do you say, okay, lusa hari apa? Start from today.
Hari ini Rabu.
Hari ini Rabu. Lusa? Lusa hari?
Friday again.
Jum?
I forget. Friday.
Jumat, ya? Yeah?
Jumat, ya. Yeah. Lusa hari? Jumat.
Okay, can you say the day for me? From Senin, Selasa?
No, I forget them. Minggu, I know. Sabtu, I know. Oh yeah, Rabu, Kamis, Senin, Selasa, Rabu, Kamis, Jumat, Sabtu, yeah. Minggu.
Misalnya, aku tanya Mada, I asked you. If today, kalau hari ini hari Senin, okay, lusa hari apa? If today is Monday,
Senin.
Lusa hari apa?
Rabu.
Yeah,
lusa hari Rabu.
Okay. Kalau hari ini hari Selasa, lusa hari apa?
Lusa hari Kamis.
Okay. Kalau hari ini hari Minggu, lusa hari apa?
Lusa hari Selasa.
Okay. Kalau hari ini hari Jumat, kemarin hari apa?
Lusa hari
kemarin.
Sorry, kemarin brain fry. Kemarin hari ini Jumat, kemarin Kamis.
Okay. Kalau hari ini Jumat, besok hari apa?
Sabtu.
Okay. Kalau hari ini Selasa. Kemarin hari apa?
Senin hari apa? Senin kemarin. Kemarin Senin. Kemarin hari Senin.
Without this, okay? Without this one. Kalau hari ini hari Minggu, besok hari apa?
Selama.
Senin.
Ah, Senin. Kalau lalu selama.
Kalau hari ini hari Senin, lusa hari apa?
Hari Rabu.
Ya, betul. Kalau hari ini Rabu, lusa, no. Kalau hari ini hari Jumat, lusa hari apa?
Lusa Minggu.
Minggu. Kalau hari ini hari Minggu, kemarin hari apa?
Bless kalau you. Hari ini hari Minggu, lusa hari apa?
Kemarin hari apa?
Kemarin Sabtu.
Iya, kemarin Sabtu. Oke, paham ya?
Hah?
Paham ya? This is
paham,
what I say.
Paham. Ya, paham.
Dua hari yang lalu. 2 days ago. You also use lalu. Dua hari lalu or dua hari yang lalu. You can remove the yang, actually. Okay?
Okay.
I want to ask you. Dua hari lalu, hari apa?
Senin.
Okay. Kalau hari ini Senin, dua hari lalu, hari apa?
Sabtu.
Okay. Kalau misalnya hari ini Minggu, dua hari yang lalu,
Jumat.
Hari apa?
Jumat?
Okay, this akan datang. 3 days to come or 3 days later. Yeah, which is 3 hari yang akan datang adalah hari Jumat.
3 days later?
Adalah? Yeah, is Friday, right?
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sabtu. Okay, let me ask you. Kalau hari ini hari Kamis, 3 hari yang akan datang adalah hari?
Kamu bisa ulangi?
Oh, bisa. Kalau hari ini hari Kamis, 3 hari yang akan datang adalah hari?
3 hari akan datang adalah hari Kamis, Jumat, Sabtu, Minggu.
Ya, hari Minggu. Oke, kalau misalnya hari ini adalah hari Minggu, 3 hari yang akan datang adalah hari?
Hari ini ada?
Kalau hari ini hari Minggu.
Hari if Minggu, Rabu. Datang. Rabu.
Ya, hari Rabu.
Hari.
Then, you say, tiga, no. I will return home in 3 days. In 3 days to come.
Aku akan pulang ke rumah 3 hari no 3 hari yang
akan datang. So in here for especially for days you cannot use 3 hari depan. Because minggu depan, bulan depan, tahun depan, we use depan, right? Except for the days, we cannot use depan.
But can I put akan twice?
No, cannot.
So aku pulang ke rumah 3 hari yang akan datang.
Oh, you mean, okay, in this context, you can put it twice. Because it's not like next to each other, then you can.
Okay, I see.
3 hari yang akan datang. But if you remove the akan, that's fine as well. Because you have make a statement in here in 3 days. So people will know that there is a future. Okay, so how do you say aku and then I was in a beach 5 days ago.
Aku di pantai 2 hari yang lalu.
5.
Sorry, 5 hari yang lalu.
5 hari. Then, gimana kamu bilang my birthday is will happen the day after tomorrow?
The day after tomorrow what?
Yeah, it's my birthday. The day after tomorrow is my
birthday. Aku ulang tahun lusa.
Lusa, just say that. Aku ulang tahun lusa. Or lusa. Lusa, aku ulang tahun.
Okay. Awesome. Lusa. I feel like you're so good at making me remember things, like making your students remember things.
Nah, begitulah cara belajarnya. Oke, okay. Ada pertanyaan?
Enggak.
Okay, last one. How do you say Jacob will join our class? Let's say 2 days.
Jacob ikut kami kelasa. Can I say 2 days later?
Yeah.
Like tiga hari yang akan datang?
Bukan.
Dua.
Dua hari.
Dua hari yang akan datang.
Okay, so kamu miss this one. Will. Gimana cara bilang will?
Akan.
Akan. Okay. Jacob akan ikut kelas. Not, you say, what is it?
I said tiga, but wanted to say dua.
No, we'll join our.
Oh, I say the kami.
Not kami. Kami is excluded.
Yeah, kita.
Yeah, kita. Jacob akan ikut kelas kita 2 hari yang...
Yang akan datang.
Okay. I think itu aja. Ada pertanyaan kakak ada?
Huh?
Ada pertanyaan?
Tidak. Aku cepek.
You know, you can also say it to your student. Ada pertanyaan? It makes you remember it.
Ada pertanyaan? Enggak.
Or ada yang mau tanya? Anyone that wants
hari ini akan bilang.
Ya, yeah, hari ini akan bilang. Okay, cool. Kalau gitu, Kak Manda. Semangat ya. And have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa. You okay?
Sometimes,
yeah, now we have. Okay. If it's not today, tomorrow.
Thank you.